So, interview with Britta Fehrman, 26 de abril de 2008. So, first of all, I'd like you to tell me about your background and what have you been working on lately?
Yes, the latest installation I did, you have seen, it's an input-output installation. It's an installation with a stitching machine and a video camera. The video camera is observing the stitching machine, and I wanted to see how a system works when the system is confronted with its own behavior, and I only wanted to see where it is going. So that was my latest work. Normally I'm interested in the relation of space. Before I studied art, I also studied geography, and in most of my works you also can see my my background of geography.
So and you have something with this space too?
Yes, I'm interested in how people or how space is structuring the what was the beginning of my sentence? It is I want to see how people or how space is structuring the everyday life of people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And what relations do you see between your work and other fields of knowledge?
Especially in this installation, it's it deals with surveillance. I wanted to see how a system or yes, it is the stitching machine is observed by the camera, and it's it deals with all this the things of surveillance, which is increasing enormously in the last years, and it's a big theme.
You mean violence?
Surveillance. Some things of if you observe somebody.
Yeah, like panoptical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and who and what are your main references? Aesthetics, philosophicals, and so on. In other, if you have references in any other field, you can also say. And what are the main concepts around your work? I mean, not only in this work specifically, mm-hmm. but in what guide you when you're thinking about...
I mostly want to make some things of everyday life obvious. It's I'm really interested in this normal, not really... what is it? Not spectacular, nature things. It's I'm most interested in the normal, everyday life things. Yes.
So, finish. And how is your work process from the creative process to the execution? I mean, not only execution, but also the exhibition work.
This question I didn't really understand. What do you mean with
when
I got my idea and
develop it, and how you ask for people to help in some specific issues, and how you manage to put it in a place for people.
Oh, it's a long process. First I get my idea, and then I'm thinking about how to... but it's nothing special. I think it's a normal process in everything you do. It's if you have an idea or you want to write a book, for example, then you first have your idea and then think about how to solve it.
But you don't have some specific... way of dealing with creative process?
First, I'm thinking about how to solve the problems I'm confronted with in my idea. But yes, then I try and try and try, and I always see I'm getting ein Stück,
piece,
a piece. More on and more on and.
And you work alone. You don't need the other.
Sometimes it's very helpful to speak with other people when you're on a point and think I'm not getting finished with it. Then it's very good to talk to other people, and there normally I also can find a solution for it. So the discussion with other people is very necessary for the work. Yes.
Okay. So, what are the relations between your work and the available technology? I mean, how you do deal with creativity and the technology available? If you how they talk to each other? I mean,
first I have an idea and I'm thinking about what is the best medium or. Yes, what is the best medium for this project? For example, I have an idea and then I ask myself, is it better to make a film of this idea, or is it better to make a photography or an installation?
Yeah, so the media is the last choose you do. First of all is the idea, and
first there is the idea, and then I'm thinking about the medium I want to take. Yes. And the other thing is one example, I had an idea for an installation with very big glasses, and this I couldn't realize because of the size of the glass I would need, and so my idea I never could realize.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's true.
Shall we go out? Maybe.
Do you think they are going to make more noisy?
I hope not.
Kannst du ein bisschen ruhiger gerade sein? Oder vielleicht noch mal kurz rausgehen, wir machen gerade noch ein Interview.
So, and also in this relation with technology, how do you feel this relation not only in the work but in your everyday life? So anyway, your question comes from the quotidian. So if
what is the quotidian? What
quotidian? Everyday life. And
ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're interested in normal things, and as you said before, and if you think technology as something that's also in quotidian, so how do you see how the technology makes part of your quotidian?
Okay, I use technology every day, yes, but oh, okay. I'm not always thinking about art when I use technology. It's
yeah, okay. It's not inspiration.
Sometimes yes, but not always. It's
yeah, okay.
I'm not always thinking about it.
Okay. So, do you have something to say about media labs and the spaces of exhibition? If you see something that's really bothering, not exactly bothering, but I mean, if the space you exhibit is in conflict or helps and contributes to your work or not?
Yes, sure, it contributes to it, because I need spaces like that for my work to
like
show
that,
it.
What kind of space?
Especially such media labs or galleries which are dealing with media. There are some special spaces in Germany, for example, the Lab 30 in Augsburg. It's specialized for media art, and the ZKN in Karlsruhe. And I think such places are very necessary for the media art.
Yeah, I think she wants to talk to me.
Okay.
Do we need to stop?
We have to go out because the cinema is beginning.
Okay. But
with the lab?
Exhibition spaces. Yeah. But do you have some critical point of view about this space?
Yes, it's very hard to get in contact with them.
Yeah.
It's there are very much people who are doing media art, and it's like in other parts of art, it's hard to get in contact with yeah. these spaces, yes.
And where do you find money to realize your projects?
Yes, because I studied at Kunsthochschule für Medien in Cologne. There we get money for our projects, and that's a good possibility to realize some projects, yes.
Yeah, but could you say something about the condition of artists that are not inside the university anymore?
That's much harder. There you have to hope to get a stipendium or something like that, that you can realize your project, yes.
Yeah.
And yes, that's the thing. I finished with my study in last January, and since that, that has been my thesis work. And since that, I didn't realize any other projects because of lack of
money.
Yes.
Okay. Understand. So. You are, this is not interactive work, it's not really interactive work, but there's a machine-machine interaction, maybe you could...
Yes, it's a little bit interactive, and you as a visitor can interact in this installation while you are standing in between the camera and the stitching machine. Then you stop the data flow, and there are less data which are interpreted afterward.
Okay. And how do you see the role of the interactor in your work? And if you want to say about interactive art in general?
It's for me, it's not really an interactive art. It's some... it's a Nebeneffekt, what is it?
Yeah.
It's not the main focus
yeah.
of this installation.
But not in this work specifically, but in general, how do you see this? Do you think interactor could be a co-author of the work? Because this has been discussed and maybe... It's a problematic issue because it puts in another statement the role of the author. How do you think about it?
You mean interactive artworks in general, or what do you mean?
Yeah, in this field of interacted in media-based art.
Very much artworks which are interactive. I think it's a kind of play or play. What is it? Play work, Spielzeug.
Yeah, play.
Play. Yes.
And for me, some works are very boring because you do something and it happens something, but it's very much artworks based on the same thing. And that is